Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit, we trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. Jesu ke botshabelo, Hendrik Munyeki there. Because it started so bad, because I'm still talking there. Ah, man, the new system. I'm just getting used to it, you know. Teaching an old folk some new tricks, man. It comes with the territory. Sometimes we'll just mix up things. But hey, welcome to it. And of course, I trust you are well. There's a song I wanted to start with as we go to connect with our guests, the Apostle Phumla Mfene, and also going to touch base with Pastor Makamu. I hope the weather is just treating him well. I just hope the weather is treating him well. I hope everything is going well. And then we will be talking also to quite a number of guests even tonight. We are having the Prophet Vanessa McCarthy Mraka will also be touching base with us amongst our guests. And it's just going to be beautiful. It's going to be beautiful. I think Rado is also part of the team tonight. So it's just going to be fantastic. And thank you so much to Khufa Sitole for providing us with a connection in Kenya. So those of you who are listening from Kenya, you are very much fortunate. We have a guest also from Kenya who will be talking on the show tonight. So we trust everything is fine. The Father is doing good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. This is happening up to the hour 8. And I want to start with something good, man. Something fantastic.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Great song there. Wonderful song. Wonderful song, I should say. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends, man. This is happening throughout. Up to the hour, up to the hour 8. Yeah, up to the hour 8, we will be together there, really getting things going, getting things right. Let me welcome our guests. On the line, we have the Apostle Phumla Mfene. Greetings to you, Apostle.
Hey, greetings to you, Brian, to all our wonderful listeners, and also an amazing man of God, Moruti Matama. Good evening, good evening. We trust God for yet another wonderful great show.
Are you well, though?
No, I'm well, but God's grace, thank God. We're good.
No, that's good to hear. We also have Mfundisi Makamu. Greetings to you, Moruti. Welcome to the show, Sam.
Sanibonani mfundisi wami ninjani. Ngibingelela kuwe, ngibingelela kumpostoli wami ungiphethe. Ninjani my apostle?
Ukhuluma sengathi ungene yona ethi umpostoli wami ungiphethe.
Yebo. No, but eyona bathi ungiholayo.
Abomagamba nemihlolo yazi imvulina kangaka ngapha abantu bebathi bayahambiswa.
Sihleli phansi sonke, akunamuntu ohambayo.
Oh, kanti benithi niyapi? Uma uthi akunamuntu ohamba yini ngathi batshele bathi bayahamba abantu lapho.
Yeah, hayi nami ngizwile ukuthi hayi sekufika isikhathi.
Okay, yeah.
23-24.
Eh. Ningabhekela abantu phansi. No, ningabhekela abantu phansi. Ningabhekela abantu phansi. This is not our topic.
Amen.
Ngabhekela abantu phansi, finish and clear. Uyabona le.
Injalo mfundisi wami.
Yeah.
Ngaba ama revelation ukuthi awaqhamuka
ngakho mina. Ningabhekela abantu phansi.
Kunjalo.
Siyabonga.
Amen.
Yeah. Welcome to the show, man. And tonight is just going to be one beautiful show. We are going to be touching base on the issue of self-exaltation, what it is all about to exalt oneself. You know, sometimes we don't see that we are exalting ourselves. We don't see that, you know, and it is when we look at the faults of others. You know, I remember someone I was talking to very recently said to me, I'm going to talk to you about this thing, but don't judge me. You know, and to me it weighed so heavily, because it means this person, when they look at me, they were seeing a person who can possibly exalt themselves over a fallibility of one. You know, it just didn't sit well with me. Because someone can see that, you know, and say, why am I going to talk to this person? Because this person is already conceited, is already filled with pride. This person is already boasting. They're boasting that they have been on the road for quite some time. They're boasting that they have known their walk with the Father more than anyone else, you know. They've walked with the Father more than anyone else. So no one can tell them nothing. You know? And others had gone to an extent of actually saying they are of a higher rank than other believers. What challenges me, and what challenges me so much is the word that says, see others as better than yourself. If you say you are God's general, there's this guy who's busy. Yeah. If you say you are a major one, then who is a minor? Who is a minor? If you say you are above all, who is beneath you? And I think it is a notion that has crept into our midst without us actually taking note of it.
Yeah.
It has made its way so swiftly amongst us to an extent that we are actually conceited and are very comfortable with it. We are very comfortable with self-exaltation. We're very comfortable with being bosses, and we're very comfortable with being owners and having people working for us. And somehow we have turned this into a birthright. Do you know these guys who preach, and when they preach, they continuously tell us about their qualifications? Their degrees. Continuously. I mean, the person is talking, and continuously they speak about their qualification. As if their qualification is going to make them more of a person like than us. I was speaking at this other conference and I said, look, man, your degree has nothing to do with us. Actually, when they introduce you, please keep your titles to yourself. We are here to serve the Father. Don't come here and call yourself Dr. So-and-so, Dr. So-and-so, and what and what. This is a ministry, and Christ is the high priest. We all are in him, and we look at others as better than ourselves, and we love one another the way we love ourselves. And our love for the Father, which is the first commandment, with all our heart, minds, with all our soul and our spirit. I don't have to vevezel and tatazel when you talk to me. Mina fanele ngiloku ngigijima emva kwakho ngamanzi ngiphathele nento yokuzisula ubuso. Hayi suka. Ewakho lo mjuluko, why ungazisuli wena?
Angithi wakho lo mjuluko.
Wakho lo mjuluko.
Yebo.
Why mina fanele ngigijime nge? No, you are learning to be a servant. Let me tell you. Christ is the best teacher of all.
Yeah,
let me quote Chrysel. In 1983, he writes, Christ is the true personification of what a teacher should be. Which means no one matches the standard of Christ in being a master. But you know, we are full of ourselves. And have you seen these bishops, Munna? They can come into a conference and just interject and just rearrange things and rearrange things. Because these people are bishops.
Yeah.
Okarukatse ya sambongo. Phumla ba nkutla hore kere. Okarukatse ya sambongo wa futha muntu. Ba sithole sihlelele ke sikhonzela kahle umuntu afike ngesikhatsi sakhe.
Yeah.
Ngemoto yakhe inamatayiri phezulu nanani uyazibuza kanti mani unokuhamba ey'ntabeni na and uyabona ngekhofit lo nasendleleni nje akagijimi lo. But I think we are full of that and to a great extent we have made being a believer such an unattractive practice. We don't see others as better than ourselves. Everyone who relates with us, we put them amongst our needs. It means there's something this person has to give to me. Instead of you giving to them, instead of you serving them. That's what we see much of the times. And if someone has to say, okay, we have a serious national issue here, let's approach the church, many people are going to say that's the last place to go. These people, they think they are better. They don't even talk to us. And that is what self-exaltation is all about, you know. It is the absence of humility, the absence of self-abasement, you know, when someone abases themselves, they go down to the basement level of dignity in order to exalt others. Self-exaltation is when someone lacks that spirit of decreasing which makes others to increase. A boasting, a conceit, a pride of a sort. Exodus 9:17 says, as yet you exalt yourself against my people in that you will not let them go. Remember Pharaoh. These are the words spoken to Pharaoh. Ramesses, Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. As yet you exalt yourself against my people, Yasharal, in that you will not let them go. To an extent, Pharaoh was seeing himself as a god of a sort. And he wouldn't listen to the Almighty Abba Yahuwah, who is above being a god. He's above that. Numbers 20 verses 10. I'm happy abantu bangizwanga ke lapha. Numbers 20 verses 10. And Moses and Aaron gathered the assembly together before the rock, and he said to them, "Hear now, you rebels. Must we bring water for you out of this rock?" Now here we see Moses and Aaron exalting themselves. And many people say it's Moses alone, but he was with Aaron. I mean, Aaron could easily distance himself and say, "Hey, Mona, the father didn't say strike a rock and didn't say you will bring water to the people. He didn't say that." But listen to Moses in his anger. "Hear now, you rebels. Must we bring water for you out of this rock?" How? In Natsigaya perform, manje.
Yeah.
That's what we see in Nasein Konzin Leze in Kulang it ne. "Can I prophesy?"
Yeah.
"Can I prophesy?"
Yeah.
And then Lamacher Lawa, and the Lamacher Lawa, Matli Lawa, what go
to? Amashende Kamfundis.
But he ne?
Amashende Kamfundis.
He in logo.
Amacher Wak.
Oh, hey.
In Tombizak.
But he go deeper.
Let go deeper, Papa.
Yo. Sologa James. And then there you see Moses losing all that he had been striving for the past 40 years. He says to the people, "Must we bring water for you out of this rock?" And please, man, even pastors and stuff, even those, you'd find that much of the times they go on to say, "Hey, this guy is anointed to perform a miracle, so you're police. This guy, to me, we're talking about that. We trust the Father is doing you good.
Masim to me, se hokonge tawe ngo 5 o'clock ekuseni no ayanda nenema. Siyathandaza, siyadumisa, sitya ilizwi nobungqina uKristu. Let's praise him. Ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Your daily companion.
Funis Makam, let me start with you. What is self-exaltation?
Yeah. Murud, is self-exaltation is an act of elevating oneself in a status I feel important or power of characterized by arrogance and pride. Yeah. So it's self-exaltation in danger. Umuntu uzibona ukuthi yena ungcono kudlula abanye.
Hey.
Unomuntu uma amile. I-self-exaltation mfundisi ungayibona even nakuyo Faro uma kufika uMoses. Athi uNkulunkulu uthe mangikhiphe isizwe sami ukuthi sibuyele siyomkhonza. Uzwa impendulo ka Faro uthi na ubani yena loyo uNkulunkulu angemazi. Just think about that word ukuthi ubani lo uNkulunkulu. Sho ukuthi akaboni muntu la
ngaphandle kwakhe.
Uye then izulu kuphela. Okunye akakuboni ukuthi ungaba okukhona above yena akamboni. So uze futhi presentation ukukhuluma naye uMoses yokuthi na aze ahluleka ukungena ezweni lesithembiso. Who is Moses to give abantu amanzi? Moses nothing, it's just a servant. But ngoba ku yini kuhamba nyana lento lela ivuka endleleni. Iyavuka yathi kunini sinenzela lokhu? Kunini sinenzela lokhu? We understand. So self-exaltation also uzoyibona mfundisi uma ufika na ku King Nebuchadnezzar uKing Nebukadnezar uNkulunkulu ziwamdlisa utshani ahlala phandle anethwa imvula. The Bible says ukuthi na for 7 seasons ngendaba yokuthi aziphakamisa until ingqondo and ukubona ukuthi na uNkulunkulu is in charge. Esitulweni sakhe uKing Nebukadnezar akabeki umunye umuntu, uyeke isitulo esinjalo amshiye yena athi hamba uyodla utshani. Esitulweni sakho uma se uma pride yehlile ngizokubuyisa. Wasahlala esitulo si empty for 7 seasons, wahlala adla utshani anethwa imvula aphuma uboya. Uma sekuphele 7 seasons lapha ingqondo seyibuyile ukuthi ngempela ngempela ukhona umuntu ungaphezu kwami, uNkulunkulu wamthatha ambuyisele endaweni yakhe. So it's self-exaltation also. Uzoyibona lapha ku Luke chapter 18 verse 14, uma uJesu afundisa athi whoever exalts himself uzohambulishwa. Uthi abantu ababili bahambe bayokhuleka, uma bafika le bakhuleka, uthi nalo munye lola ungumfarisi, uma afika akhuleka uthi na uNkulunkulu mina nzila kayi 3. In other words, uNkulunkulu wena ngicela uzwa ngami ngoba mina nzila kayi 3. So right now uzozwa ngami
ngoba mina ngiyakwalify mina.
Ngiyakwalify mina. Ngizila kayi 3 futhi nene imali yami ngayinika bobani nabobani nabobani. And so angifani nalokhu ku Ray lokhu. Kuyini khona lo? Ngiyacabanga beka ukukhomba nangomuntu athi lokhu wayengasho ukuthi lokhu kongathi usekatinyana. Uyakubona? So lithi iBhayibhele lokhu nyana lokhu 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 kusaba nokubheka phezulu ukuthi uNkulunkulu forgive me. The Bible says ukuthi na wasuka laphana uNkulunkulu, wasuka laphana uNkulunkulu aphendule imkhuleko yalo ozihambulishayo. Aze laphana kuverse 14 athi na whoever exalts himself will be humbled, but those who humble themselves uNkulunkulu azobaphakamisa. So laphana futhi ku Luke chapter 14 uverse 11 uJesu ufundisa ngesitulo saphambili ukuthi uma ubiziwe ungagijimela izitulo zephambili njengoba thina sivame ukuyenza. Mfundisi, uma ubiziwe ufike uzintroduce, kina ntate Bishop Makamu. Kina ntate Bishop Makamu ngoba ufuna ukuthi basheshe bakubeka phambili. Ubophe nekhololo ngalezo sikhathi leso nempurampura nyana le uyithenge laphana eKirk Street laphana. Ufuna ukuthi basheshe bakubeka phambili nasetafuleni. We understand? Then ke uthi laphana ngoba kusuka instead yokuthi kuba uBishop Makafa kusuka ureverend, kusuka uArchbishop, kusuka ubanibanibani. Uthi na uma ufika emcimbini hamba ohlala kwisitulo sasemuva ukuze umnikazi womcimbi akubone, then ke akulande azokubeka lapha phambili. But uma ugijimela kuza phambili, then ke athi kumnikazi athi no, lapha kwale situlo lesi la kuza u-archbishop. Then ke kuzawbakho amahloni kuwo. So athi those who exalt themselves will be humbled, but those who humble themselves God will elevate them. So i-self-exaltation siyayibuka nalapho emabandleni, ubona ama-billboard lasiwabekile lawa la. Abazalwana abakhona lapho kwala ma-billboard wabona baguqe ngamadolo, abanye bawiswe phansi, abanye then uye umfundisi kuphela nonkosikazi wakhe bamile. Abanye sokuthi laba la abantu bokuwa laba la, akusabantu bokuma la laba, abantu bokuwa. I-self-exaltation uzoyibona futhi nasesontweni uma ungena. Kunesitulo esibekwe le phambili le sibuke i-congregation. I-TV umfundisi yena nonkosikazi wakhe bonke bahleli nepulpiti le phambili le, nina nonke nizele kuzokubukela nami. Abanye bandla uma ufika mina mhlawumbe njengoba belungu zobona into engcono ukudlula abantu mina kathi lapha ngibona into ewese ukuthi afazi sokhe but lapha kulela kithi lawa kulawa kithi la yebo black ma black churches uma ufika uthola ukuthi na isitulo somfundisi sihlukile kwasabanye
yeah isofa
yena ohlele kwesitulo sesofa abanye behlele kwesitulo sensimbi lapho ekugcineni abantu basuka umhlana sewulimele yena ohlele kahle le uqala wangena se-ofisini waphuza itiya wadla i-breakfast intofontofo abuya zohlala lapha esofeni elingcono abanye balimala umhlana lapha so ongathi inkosi yomusa ingasibusisa isenze kahle ukuthi na sibe humble ukuze kuba uyo uNkulunkulu asiphakamisayo. God bless you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. We trust the Father is doing you good.
Radio Buzzing of Life, 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Get your daily bread, but also your faith in practice. It's 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Apostle, let me bring this to you. When we talk about self-exaltation, I'm looking at the word. In Proverbs 17, verses 19, it says, "He who loves transgression loves strife, and he who exalts his gate seeks destruction." Self-exaltation is a highway to self-destruction. What comes to mind?
Like seriously, no doubt about it, because that spells out doom. That fella, just hearing the word self-exaltation, doom is coming. Left so. So and it's so sad that unfortunately, oftentimes they are not realized that when somehow God comes through for you as an individual, somehow you feel you begin to be self-important. You know, you mentioned something very sad and very powerful earlier on when you started with the introduction, when you highlighted the fact that somehow we also, you know, distinguish ourselves in terms of rank. So somehow some of us, we feel that we are more senior, we are more better in terms of ranking, in terms of also what we have achieved, because oftentimes we're not, when we feel like we are more important than other people, it's when probably you feel you have achieved more than what other people have achieved, you have done more than what others have done, or you excel, you know, in something that people are really battling and struggling with. So instead of coming to the level of people that are battling with what you excel in, and so that you can bring them up to your level, you'll use that as an advantage by exalting yourself and looking at yourself that when you are better, you are senior, you know, you are high, you are mighty. So babangba, they're less important because obviously you feel like the level that you are. Because remember, self-observation has a lot to do with a particular level that somebody, I pay and call you on. It's not even God or William God. When somehow you feel that you have achieved this, therefore, you know, you feel good, it is important. Problem. So, so we need to really, really, you know, make sure that we tread carefully when we deal with people that struggles with self-exaltation, that as the word of God correctly put it, absolutely no doubt about it. The way and the end result of it all, key destruction. And I want to also add, in terms of what the Lord is saying in His Word, that is found in the book of Psalm 75, from verse 6 and 7, Eric, for self-exaltation comes neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. But God is the judge. He pulls down one and exalts another. So it is only God or Konang to exalt a person. Mm. But immediately when we say self-exaltation, we are saying, it's not even people that have exalted you. It's not even God. Whenever you took it upon yourself that you're not going to wait on God, you're not going to wait on people, so you deem it fit to upgrade yourself and put yourself in that particular level. And unfortunately, once people put themselves in that high level, they are setting themselves up for a serious and the biggest fall of their lives. And unfortunately, that's what the devil will not even make sure for Waba Bonsa. Satan would always cover it up and make it look like, you know, when you're in the same level with people, relate with them, like, and love on them. Because remember, self-exaltation as well. In a little tap, a little serious, people who absorb themselves, because they despise other people, they belittle other people, and they also mock other people in terms of the status, in terms of the achievement, in terms of material gain as well. And the position is a reparto honor, and a foster. You force yourself on those positions, and you make sure for the honor that you feel it is due to you. So this has nothing to do with God elevating you. This has nothing to do with God lifting you up. It has everything to do with you lifting yourself up. Also, what Hannah is saying in the Word of God when we read in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 80, God raises the poor from the dust and lift up the beggar from the ash and set them up amongst kings, but He makes them inherit the throne of His glory. And it shall happen, nobody shall exalt himself. So ki tuti ya mudimu, kuru mudimu tapakhetse. How bona gore ke nako tshwanelegile gore a o phagamise, o tla o phagamisa. So ba bang ba feel gore modimo ba betha ka nako, and then somehow hence ke hona le ntlong a very sad when people feel like ang funu kwela ka ya bona leyo. People have gone through serious lengths and degrees to make sure that they keep people at arm's length. Ababa told you, how do you minister to people only self-exalted? How do you reach out to people when you are high and mighty out there? How do people come and be healed? There are people who, they don't even touch and lay hands on people. Because bafun abafunu ngolishwa, ne?
Yeah.
Those among is beyond them, is beneath them. You know, they don't relate with certain individuals because they feel good. Lavantu labo, bazo, they don't want anything or anyone to temper and mess up with their issue tools. May the Lord have mercy. May I leave it here for now as we continue with the show.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. I really appreciate the Apostle Phumla Mfene there. Send us your WhatsApps. Let's hear what you say on this issue. It's 0826572729. 0826572729. Let's hear what your take on this, the very aspect of self-exaltation. My take is that much of the times I think we are caught on by it, even unawares. And I've taken note of also those who say we have studied the word also. You know, they can do translations and stuff. They want the biggest platforms, the longest time to speak. Because they qualified themselves as people who basically should be talking. But the trees can talk, the wind can talk. But they basically had gone on to say, look, I know better. And when they talk, they always give an impression or cast an aspersion that would make people to feel as if they are not learned enough or they can't reach their level.
Come on now.
Yeah. They are more anointed, born.
No.
You know, a person who really is hardworking is a person through whom the Father saves souls every day. Every day. I mean, manyora a kono na muna netsabulela the Greek translations in Abarim and all that. And no one gets saved. 10 years and it's a waja, nothing. And there's a guy who has a Down syndrome and sings a song and hasn't studied much. And hundreds of thousands of people are getting saved.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
All right, Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, and of course we are together. I trust and believe the Father is doing you good and gracing you so much in a mighty way. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. We will be interacting somehow with our guests, and they'll be putting in their messages even as our guests are talking. Let us start with Rato. Rato, good evening.
Good evening, Pastor Ray, and the fellow contributors to the program, not forgetting the beloved listeners to Radio Pulpit, Jigelele.
Jigelele.
Tonight's discourse, Pastor Ray, talks about self-exaltation, and I'd like to look at it as the drag of self-exaltation. Meaning, these people have self-created, quote-unquote, gods. They have a God made in their own image, meaning they do not know truly God's attributes as revealed in Scripture, but rather believe in self-serving versions of a higher power, which ultimately leads to addictions. And I'm not only talking about unhealthy addictions, but addictions such as gambling, sports, video games, the internet, and most recently, social media can become a form of self-worship because you always put those listed things before the Elohim. Before you wake up, you have to open your said social media pages and post about a specific Bible verse or quote your favorite international rapper. But did you delve deep in that verse by praying? Did you delve deep by understanding and sharing the scripture, or are you just doing it because you want to be known as the person that quotes the scripture? That is some form of self-exaltation drug because you are not truly understanding what it means to follow the scripture. You are just doing it because it has been done on social media. Or are you waking up to switch on your PlayStation and not waking up to listen to the Word of God? That is a question that I leave out in the open. Also, the drug of self-exaltation is having an unchecked ambition, focusing all efforts on personal success and a betterment until the desire to succeed becomes all-consuming rather than aligning with faith in something larger. Jesus said, "For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted." And you know, there is something exalting about humility and something humiliating about self-exaltation. Matthew 6, verse 17 to 18 emphasizes that true greatness comes through humility, service, and selfishness, rather than through pride, self-promotion, or self-exaltation. And it's a favorite scripture of mine in this parable because they are making the use of an oil. And this oil is seen as the oil that Jesus used when you anoint your head. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. These days, it's a fashion. These days, it's a trend to fast. Because we go to churches that tell us that January 2025, you must fast for 10 days or fast for 15 days in order to receive breakthrough in your life. However, this is a worldly view. We fast because we need to draw closer to God. We fast because we need to seek His will and His guidance. Because when we do that, we are receiving God's wisdom to take us through day-to-day challenges. So we fast for spiritual victory and transformation, and to hear God's voice and hear the Holy Spirit by being still and quiet, just like how Job did. These days, we are fasting for riches. We are fasting for status. We are fasting for wealth. We are fasting for materialistic, easy grippings of the world. But these things lead us to a demonized attack of being, in capitalized letters, G-O-A-T, the GOAT, God of all things, the greatest of all time. Others call it that, Pastor Ray. But I need us to reflect on the biblical parable in the New Testament, Matthew 25:31-46, where Jesus describes the final judgment that separates the righteous sheep who follow him and show compassion from the stubborn goats who reject him and act selfishly. The analogy emphasizes that the followers of Jesus are characterized by humility, trust in the shepherd, who is our Elohim, who is our Yesharal, Jesus the Christ, and a disposition to follow him, whereas those who reject him are depicted as stubborn and disobedient, like the goats. So I want our young people to may note that let's not follow trends and fashion, because once you do this, you don't understand why things are being said or why things are being done. A very dark spiritual notion of calling your favorite artist or your favorite soccer players, footballers, etc., goats, needs to come to an end, because we need to be sheep of Jesus Christ. We need to be the lost ones that need to seek his face in order for us to follow him and grow in our faith. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thank you so much, Rato. Thank you so much. I really appreciate. May the Father do you good.
Let Christ inspire your day. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, bringing the Word of God to you.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Right, send us your WhatsApp. So 826572729. Let's hear what you say about this. We are touching base on this, the very issue of self-exaltation, what it is all about, and what comes to mind when we speak of this. You know, in many instances and cases, the issue of self-exaltation is an issue that is less treated, very much less treated. And that in itself is quite a blow when it comes to actually understanding the truth about this and the dangers of self-exaltation. Let's listen to Vanessa McCarthy Muraka. Greetings. Welcome, Vanessa.
Thank the Lord for this topic, and we give God all the glory for this topic. Today's topic, self-exaltation. When we think self-exaltation, we think pride, boastfulness, arrogance, and self-importance. That is what comes to mind when you think self-exaltation. I would like to take two examples in the Bible that speaks of self-exaltation, where we also see humility in action when self-exaltation has been brought forth. In First Samuel chapter 17, verses 43, Goliath speaks to David and he says to him, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to feed your flesh to the birds. So he curses David. He curses the soldiers, the Israelites. And he puts himself in a position because he believes no one can stand before him. He believes that he is so so big, so strong, so mighty that no one has got the guts to stand before him. And in verse 45, David comes and he says to him, you come to me with a spear, with a javelin, with a sword, but I come to you in the name of the Lord, the host of Israel, whom you have defiled, of the armies, the host of the armies of Israel, whom you have defiled. So what David is saying to me is like, you come here being so full of yourself and so arrogant, but I come understanding the position that I have of humility, understanding that the strength that I have is not my own. And therefore, David defeats Goliath. We go to the book of Acts. In the book of Acts, we basically go to Acts chapter 13. Chapter 12, where we find Herod from verse 21. He says, so on a set day, Herod arrayed in a royal apparel, sat on his throne and gave an oration to them. And the people kept shouting, the voice of a god, not of a man. And then immediately the angel of the Lord struck him because he was not giving glory to God, and he was eaten by worms and died. Now, self-exaltation is taking the glory for yourself. Thinking that you are better than others, thinking that you find yourself in a position where no one can compare to you. In Luke 14, verse 11, we all know it so well, and we all basically quote that scripture. For whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted.
Yeah.
And we know that Proverbs 18:12 says, humility precedes honor. When we think of the story of Goliath and David, where you see self-exaltation and you also see how humility is dealt with self-exaltation, you think of Proverbs 29:23, where it says, pride ends in humility, while humility brings honor. So pride is what Goliath had. He walked about thinking that no one can stand before him, thinking that he is in such a position that is so well equipped that there's no one who can compare to him, who can stand up to his level. And sometimes, Pastor Ray, we must be very careful that us as children of God do not find ourselves in that position.
Yeah.
Just because I got a few revelations and God has opened my eyes to see something deep in his word, that I would speak as one who has arrived. I've arrived. None of us must feel in any position at any point that that is where we at. We must actually hunger so much for God that every day when we look at ourselves, we should do a self-introspection and say, Lord, deal with the pride. Deal with me exalting myself.
Yes.
Deal with me who's always putting myself above everything and anything else. Give me a spirit and a heart of humiliation that I can humble myself at all times and not put myself in a position of self-exaltation. We must always do the introspection to understand understand that the strength that we have is not our own strength. The wisdom we have is not our own wisdom. The fact that we seek the face of God is because we understand who we are in Christ. You know, I'm reminded of 2 Chronicles 7:14, where we all as a nation quote that scripture, that if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, call unto me, I will heal their land. And it's not just a scripture that says, you know what, we can just come when we need rain. We come before God and we seek his face. When we need the fires to stop because there's a big felt fire, we come before him and we call upon his name and we want him to stop the fire. It's not that. It's an everyday seeking. When we call upon his name, when we turn our face to him, when we look to him, and that we forsake the fact that we fall into sins. And people will say, oh, you know what, just me doing this is not such a big sin. Sin is sin. Sin has got no character in terms of small or big. Sin is sin. And when we start exalting ourselves, we actually go into a position of pride where God cannot deal with our hearts. God cannot deal with us as human beings when we have an attitude of self-exaltation, which means we've got an attitude of pride. But when we seek him, when we turn to him, when we turn away from our wicked ways, when we call on his name, when we seek his face, he says, I will heal their land. In other words, he comes and he restores, taking us from self-exaltation to humility. That is what he will do. Now, when we look at self-exaltation, we must be very quick to repent. Every one of us, and I'm sure those of us who prepared in this topic, we actually went before the Lord and prayed and said, Lord, if there's any of these things in me that causes me to exalt myself, deal with me first before I take this position to minister to others. Because that's how you naturally, God speaks to you and then he speaks to those around you. And it's important that when we do the self-introspection, when we do the seeking of the heart, when we do looking at ourselves and understanding who we are, when we humble ourselves, we receive wisdom. James chapter 3 verse 13 says, he who is wise and understanding among you, let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the humility of wisdom. Self-exaltation is pride, but humility is honor. And that is what we should seek. Father, I thank you for this word. I thank you that we could share whatever we take from this, that we apply it in our own lives and all to the glory of your kingdom, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Vanessa McCarthy Mraka there. Thank you. I really appreciate. May the Father continue to do you good. In the name of Yahusha HaMashiach.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
And someone was saying to me, hey, Muna, you were talking at the beginning of the show. You didn't give us verses. You just spoke about people exalting themselves into positions of authority and greatness and all that. Perverse. Let me see. And, of course, if you can go to Proverbs 25, just there, Proverbs 25, verses 7 and verses 27. 25, we read about verse 6. It says, do not exalt yourself in the presence of the king, and do not stand in the place of the great. We like these positions, man. It's self-exaltation. Verse 7, it says, for it is better that he say to you, come up here, than that you should be put lower in the presence of the prince, whom your eyes have seen. Verse 27 says, it is not good to eat much honey, So to seek one's own glory is not glory. Self-exaltation, it's also riddled with many aspects like self-ambition, self-glory, self-gain. It's riddled with self-profit. It's riddled with greed, covetousness, with all forms of wickedness. Mfundisi Maka, what comes to mind?
Ute in public stadium. Ute, if I can have 500,000 votes from my own political party, even God cannot stop me from becoming a president.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then, what about now? 500,000 votes from his own political party.
Yeah.
Then, the day before as a party office, as a sign as a president, he died. We understand?
Yeah.
Whoever who challenges unkulunkulu ngokuzikhukhumeza, exaltation, angeke ulunge. I was young in then, 1985. So, So, it reminds me, loko umasikhuluma ngoFaro, ukuthi uFaro uke wabuza uMoses ukuthi, who is this God? It reminds me umasikhuluma ngoNebukadnezar. It reminds me about uTancredi ukuthi uTancredi uke wathi na, if I can have, even God can never stop me.
Hey,
I thought. We are seeing this statement. As challenge makamu perlesiba. This is challenge at the highest office. As challenge no mobile. So, unkulunkulu akayifuni pride. The Bible says in Philippians, Christ humbled himself to the point of death, even though he was God. But what you know, mina engeke ngifane noNkulunkulu. Wathatha isihlalo, the lowest. Waze wayongena ethuneni. Lithi iBhayibheli uNkulunkulu wamphakamisa ukuthi na ngaye wonke umhlaba uyakubizwa ngegama lakhe. Amnikeze igama eliphezu kuwo wonke amagama. Kangokuthi even amadimoni uma ezwa ukuthi uJesu, that is why negebengu zinokulibiza lelo gama. You understand?
Yeah.
So, uNkulunkulu akafuni man self-exaltation. uNkulunkulu udinga umuntu who will go down always. And when you go down, uNkulunkulu akuthatha akuphakamisa ngendlela emangalisayo. You know, lapho kuNkulunkulu akufani nalaphana kwezinto zepolitics. Ngoba kupolitics njilonke ukwazi ukukhuluma kakhulu, njilonke ukwazi ukubeka amapoint wakho, njilonke ukwazi ukubulala abanye labo obonayo ukuthi bayakuopoza, ubashaya amasayithini, ubashaya, bathumela inkabi. Alright, you are a leader. You are a trickster, then you are a leader. But la kuNkulunkulu la, you go down.
It is enterprise. I mean, I learned to learn about now. We will preach about being humble. Whereas it's a sure, almost a suku, Mako, the same pulpit is long, Pagamis by bed, the Kumerokuman, Mundak Pagamsela by bed. Say, I've seen the Bible, and then Salan and Engine. So go down the phone, the moon.
That's snacks.
Ngoba uma ngaba sekunomuntu okubambela iBhayibheli ukusukuma nje kwepulpit then umuntu kumele akubambele iBhayibheli endlini ke kumele uma uzolifunda ke kumele ukuthinyela abantu bazokubambela iBhayibheli la I still don't understand this. You know, Jesus Christ ukhumula amabhusa anukayo ilento lela abantu ilento lela abapostolo bakhe ngiyacabanga abanye nje iminkenke babenayo bopeter laba la babe nemkenke kokuthi ungafaka u-R5 angena chopela ungasambonini ukuthi shonephe u-R5 but athaabamba yona le minkenke ayiwashe lela lezikhenake singazana sihambulishwe ugijima uyogibela phezu kwey'tulu zabantu gibela phezu kwey'tulu ukhumula isiphathulo. Do you know how much it is?
Yeah.
I was in an aeroplane from here to Limpopo, from here to Nairobi, from here to America. Utjala bobani ukuthi kukwenzeleni. Sisiza ngani. Uthathe igama elilodwa litshintshe nje libe amagama u-8 kwento eyifanayo. Ngoba ufuna ukulitolika umlungu sase-Fortin sase-UK just to show people ukuthi hayi wena uncwadile kakhulu.
That's sad. Thank you so much.
So humble yourself. If we talk of, let abantu babona ukuthi wena ufundile ngendlela ozohlonipha ngayo ngendlela wena uzoziphatha ngayo phambi kwabo ngendlela uzoba wenza izinto ngakhona. Sivakashela abantu abasinikeze ikhofi ungena khofi awuyi kuye.
Yeah.
Uvakashela abantu waziyo ukuthi lapha kuni-big double story namahama u-3 lapha kukhwini lakwahulfu la bangibuzile bathi uyakwahulfu uzodlani ngoba abantu bakhukhufu bathanda kuyokuphiwa laphana. But ukukhulu ukufuna lapho ukuthi ube humble ufane nabo ungazifanisi nento okungasiyiyo. Let God elevate you. You must always go down.
Yeah.
Always go down.
Ah, yakuzwa. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Send us your WhatsApp 0826572729 0826572729. Let's hear from you as to what you make of this. And we are keen to hear from you on this issue. We're touching base on the issue of self-exaltation. And I need to hear from you as to what you make of it. Send me a WhatsApp 0826572729. Let me hear what you say on it, and drop us a voice note also there. I'm keen to hear from you. And also, you can talk to me directly via telephone. It's 012-334-1322.
Live life with us. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.